His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. John Neufeld, 78, passed away on May 16th at home in Salisbury. John survived by his companion of 37 years, Winston Foote. Neufeld was born in Chicago, Illinois in 1938, the son of Rhoda and Leonard Neufeld. He is a past president of the Salisbury Rotary Club, recipient of the Paul Harris Award, given to outstanding Rotarians. He also served on the board of the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Service. He shared his gift for writing prose with many residents with his workshops, and he also was here at Robin Hood Radio for 11 years with Political Safari and Good News programs. He taught classes at the Conic Learning Center. A memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, June 5th at St. John's Church in Salisbury. Arrangements under the care of Kenny Funeral Home. More sad news, memorial service for the Reverend Richard Tabor, who passed away on May 24th, will be held at the Salisbury Congregational Church tomorrow at 4 p.m. In Great Barrington, more than 2 weeks after the latest crash in front of Monument Mountain Regional High School, representatives of the State Department of Transportation again were before the Select Board Monday to discuss safety at that intersection, and again, those representatives pushed back on the notion that a red light is necessary. The board has voted to request a new meeting with the DOT and local highway officials. Pignatelli, State Senator Sam Hines of Pittsfield, and Governor Charlie Baker's regional representative and police from the three towns in the district. For now, the Otis Community Center is a no-go. By a count of 58-50 at the annual town meeting, voters rejected the idea of converting the former St. Paul's Episcopal Church into a community center. A subsequent article asked the voters to spend remaining $70,000 in the community center to account to restore and repair the one-time house of worship. It went down to defeat 62-44. The $70,000 was intended to help pay for a new building that would house a community center. Capacity at Tanglewood this summer could be doubled from its current cap of 4,500 over new regulations being considered by the Tri-Town Health Department, which includes Stockbridge and Lenox. But even at the expanded limit, the venue would remain half empty. Despite the state's plan to allow venues to operate at full capacity beginning Saturday, flashing a cautionary yellow light as the state is poised to lift most of its COVID-19 restrictions, the Lenox and Stockbridge Boards of Health, both Tri-Town members, are proposing to limit large outdoor events in the two towns to 9,000 ticket holders. Tri-Town Health Order would be in effect until September 1st, overriding any state-issued orders or guidance according to the draft regulation that will be issued at a public notice today. The public hearing on the order is scheduled via Zoom at 9:30 on June 3rd. The regulation is expected to go into effect immediately after that. In a sign of improving COVID-19 conditions in Connecticut, Governor Lamont suspended the regular media briefings on the pandemic yesterday, saying the time had come. The news conferences that were televised and streamed online war for the year have been a staple of anxious early days of the state's outbreak when the partial state shutdown kept much of Connecticut home. While not as popular as Governor Cuomo's pandemic briefings, there was a loyal audience that listened to what Lamont and members of the pandemic response team, invited experts and leaders, had to say. A gaming expansion bill cleared the Connecticut State Senate late on Tuesday, moving the state closer towards legalizing sports betting and online wagering after years of debate and failed negotiations with the state's two federally recognized tribal nations. The legislation passed on a bipartisan 28-6 vote and includes an agreement that Democratic Governor Ned Lamont reached in March with the Mashantucket, Pequot, and Mohican tribes. The same bill was approved by the House of Representatives last week and now awaits Lamont's expected signature. Memorial Day activities in our tri-state region. Cornwall will have a fire truck Newtown parade beginning at 9:30 from North Cornwall Cemetery, proceeding to the Cornwall Hollow Cemetery, West Cornwall, and Cornwall Bridge. Cornwall Village taps will be played and an honor roll will be read and a short speech given and the Citizenship Award presented. There will be no carnival or normal parade this year. In Falls Village, there will be a brief Memorial Day ceremony on the town green on Monday at 10 a.m. with remarks by First Selectman Henry Todd and Selectman Dave Barger. You're asked to wear masks. In Kent, their parade will depart at 9:30 from Kent Center School. Social distancing and wearing of masks is recommended. Weather permitting, a military flyover has been approved. In North Canaan, the Honor Guard will depart from the VFW post on Route 7 at 6:30, visiting cemeteries in Falls Village, North Canaan, and East Canaan. The parade, organized by members of the VFW post, will meet at Town Hall at 10, leave at 10:30, and end and it's traditional at the Doughboy Monument for a ceremony at 11. There'll be a short memorial service, a salute, and taps. This year's parade marshal is Howard Lotz, World War II veteran and last living original signee of the VFW Post. Salisbury will not hold a parade this year. There'll be a brief ceremony at Town Hall, tentatively scheduled at 7 a.m. Sharon, the parade will leave from Sharon Center School parking lot on Main Street at 10 a.m. Any veterans who feel that the one-mile walk through town to the War Memorial is challenging may meet at the memorial, where a service will begin at about 10:15. In Millerton, it will be commemorated on Monday with the Millerton American Legion Post hosting the day's event with a parade and ceremony at Veterans Park. Before the parade, a Legion will proceed with its annual ceremony repast starting at 6 a.m. at the Post Hall, 155 Route 44 in Millerton. In Amenia, a Memorial Day ceremony will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the War Memorial at Fountain Square in front of the M&T Bank at the intersection of 22, 343, and 44, led by VFW Post 5444 and the town. Mass and social distancing will be required. In Pine Plains, the Memorial Day Parade and Ceremony will be hosted by Chicago American Legion Post 426 and Pine Plains VFW Post 5519. Stepping off at 10 a.m., the parade will come down the streets in Hammond and pause at the clock tower on South Main Street for a brief ceremony. It'll then move on to the Evergreen Cemetery on North Main Street, Route 83. After a year's hiatus due to coronavirus pandemic, the historic 1858 one-room Irondale Schoolhouse in Millerton that stands on Main Street at the entrance to the Harlan Valley Rail Trail will be reopening for the new season Saturday from 11 till 4. President of the Irondale Schoolhouse Association Board, Ralph Adeli, said they're thrilled to have the historic treasure trove open once again. And tri-state moviegoers will once again enjoy the thrill of seeing a movie in Millerton's long-standing theater. The movie house will reopen its doors Memorial Day weekend. COVID-19 guidelines are changing frequently in New York, so the movie house is planning to open with the existing COVID-19 regulations from 2 weeks ago. Masks on and space between the seats, which will bring their capacity to 33%. After that, they'll see how the consumer confidence is. They plan to show movies 7 days a week, but for now will close after Memorial Day on Tuesday, June 1st, due to launching and staffing, and then reopen Wednesday, June 2nd. Tickets can be purchased at the box office. Lime Rock Park has their Trans Am Classic Weekend, May 28th, 29th, and 30th and 31st at Lime Rock Park in Lakeville, Connecticut. More information, limerock.com/Trans Am Classic. D.M. Hunt Homegrown Plant Sale is happening from 9 to 4 on Saturday and 9 to 2 on Sunday at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. More information at huntlibrary.org. Friends of the Pine Plains Library holding their book sale 3 days this Memorial Day weekend on the second floor of the library. The sale will be held on Saturday from 9:30 till 2. Special preview held from 8:30 to 9:30 for members. That's $10. The sale continues on Sunday from 11 till 2 and on Monday from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Smithfield Chamber Orchestra, under the direction of Matt Finley, has a Pops concert on Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Smithfield Church, Smithfield Valley Road, Route 83 in Amenia, benefiting church concerts in a socially safe setting, rain or shine. Suggested donation is $20. It is open to the public. A concert in the park, the Rojan Library in Hillsdale on Sunday. Matt and Atla D. Champlain. Matt and Atla D. Champlain return for a concert on the Hilltop Barn at the Roll of Jansen Park. Admission is free. Guests are encouraged to bring lawn chairs. Social distancing must be maintained at all times. More information is available at the Rojan Library. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, on the web, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,464.64, the NASDAQ at 13,736.28, and the S&P 500 at 4,200.88. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.